Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, hello. Welcome, everybody. TGIF. I don't know about you, but it seemed like a long week to me. And we even had a holiday in there here in the States, but it seemed long. And I am just grateful that we are finally at the end of it. And I just love Friday shows. We get such a nice mixture of callers. People that often aren't available other evenings of the week, and they can call in on Friday evenings. I would like to first welcome those of you who are Facebook watchers on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page. Hey, guys. Glad to have you with us. Also want to welcome all of you listening to Blog Talk Radio. And I see through our stats and, you know, they give us a little, some, I don't know what you'd call them.
Bar graphs?
Yeah, we're
or not bar
we
graphs,
get people from around the world.
Well, they have a little map and they show what countries they call.
That's
from.
Right.
Or and listen, that, the list they've listened from.
Yeah.
Listened.
And called. If they call in, it gives us a percentage.
Yeah. But the thing is a listener, that map.
Yeah. Okay. So I want to thank all of you on Blog Talk Radio that are listening to us and seem to catch our show pretty regularly. Please don't hesitate to call in once we start taking calls. In fact, you can get in line right now, so you'll be at the front.
I've got a couple people on hold already.
Okay, yeah. And this male specimen here, this is our Jimbo Baggins, and he is your moderator in the Facebook live show. He's also your, well, doing a little of everything.
Co-host.
Yeah, and he's going to give you a rebel card reading after you get one from me. Rebel cards are an actual deck. You can buy the deck on places like Amazon, etc. This deck is going to be like up in your face, you know, saying it like it is. So Jim will have to kind of polish it up a little bit.
You know, it just scrub it.
Because it's got some, you know, F-bombs and whatnot.
Well, it's got all sorts of bombs. Yes, indeed.
So, anyway, I think we should get this show on the road.
No, we probably should continue discussing the whole.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm going to tell them about
it. Oh, I didn't know that. I thought you meant like take a call. I'm like, holy crap.
No, I'm holding up for Facebook
protocol
watchers.
Violation.
Ordinary deck of playing cards. That is the tool that we use to convey the readings. The deck is always that, never tarot. No, I mean, not that if we disavow it, but we just don't use it. Excuse me. And we also don't use oracle cards. And we also don't use any of the other programs that are out there. Systems. I only focused on this one, especially while I was writing my book, which actually had started over 20 years ago. I always forget at the end of the show to talk about it. So here, for those of you that might be interested, and Facebook can see it, the book is published by O Books in England, and it's called The Message, Your Secrets in the Cards, by moi. So if you're interested, you might want to pick that up. There are actually lessons in there. And many, many people have learned this method quite well just from the lessons in the book. If you're a book learner. Some people are going to need to walk through it more. And
everybody's different. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I will soon have the Personal Prophecy University opening its doors to you all. Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? So I think that's all I've got to say.
excuse me, I want to mention real quick, because there's probably people that were here yesterday that I called in and listened in, and we don't have that big, huge delay. We're good. You're not listening. I'm talking. When you talk to her, it's gone, lost its face. I should just do this. Hey, just to let you know that we don't have the big delay, just to let you guys know. Okay. Right. Anyway, that was good. We had rough times last night, unbelievably rough, but it does not exist tonight.
Oh, it was a miracle.
Like
we got
30-second delay. It's like we had to talk and then just sit.
Mm-hmm.
And you so don't want to do that. You want to keep talking, and then that just screws up the whole thing. But anyway, we don't have to deal with that tonight. We want to let everybody know this show is for informational entertainment purposes only. We would also like to let, you let us know if you're an international caller or viewer, and we'll give you an international shout out. Like, for instance, we already have Marie from the UK. We have sisters.
Yes.
Barbara and Gail from Canada.
And, yes, we love Canada.
Ooh, Canada.
Yeah, being our cousins to the north.
The neighbors to the north. All right, this is the call-in show. Let's start talking about that number, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in or Skype in. You can do both.
And?
I'm not done talking.
Okay.
No, we're not even done talking about the phone thing there.
I love
to... She can't stay in her lane to save her ass, okay? Not to save her ass. All right. When you call in, you'll hear an automated message. We've got a couple of people that are on hold, and they know this to be true. You'll hear an automated message that says, hey, you're about to go home, but you can listen to the show. And when that happens and you hear the show, everything's A-OK. You're on a list. We keep track of you. You're not going anywhere. You're not getting forgotten. You're not just going to be lost in some hold pool where we don't know who's there or what's there. And it's all good. And when we take your call, please, 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 if you can, safely and legally, get off that speakerphone and Bluetooth. It's just...
not conducive. To the phone call.
But you figure you're on a cell phone when there's level of not so goodness there. And then it goes to the blog talk. And then it goes, you know, to the internet, comes out our computers on our speaker. So we need you to do every single thing to make that call as smooth as possible, such as stop moving around, get off the speaker phone, like we already discussed, if you can.
Yeah.
Background noises, minimize them, turn down stereo speakers, especially if you got the show plan on the Facebook or whatever, you're listening to a blog talk, turn that down. That's really going to throw a monkey wrench into the works. And that's what we shall do. And we shall have a good call. And if for some reason, like I say, you're driving, you know, you got to have a speakerphone, we'll work with you the best we can. Like once every few months, one's so bad we have to drop them. But that's very rare. The problem is if it's a bad call like that, we keep repeating back and forth, we waste other people that are on hold. They waste their time. And it's not nice. Another method for those, especially our international folks, which we have plenty of those watching us on Facebook, or people domestically that can't pick up their phone for one reason or another, it happens. We will also open the floor occasionally to the Facebook Messenger.
Right.
You can communicate to Deborah Lee if you're already friends with her. But only when we say, Messenger calls now, because it doesn't have a cool automated hold system, so we have to be really literally ready for that call to come in. Otherwise we got to go no. We don't want to go no when you know, make us feel sadness. Oh, it's a sadness. And I think that's about it, really. Mike is here from
hey, Mike.
Also the UK.
Glad to have you with us.
Yes indeed. And is there any other protocols we need to talk about, Deb? I think we're all good.
The disclaimer.
I did that
okay,
immediately.
He is good.
Well, I was forgetting like an idiot, so I figured, you know what, do it first.
That's right.
Before you start rattling your mouth off.
Well,
just like that.
I have the deck all warmed up.
Warmed up it is. All right. Let's take R first. Oh, I know. I want to do this. I just started doing this on somebody's call.
Oh.
When you hear this,
yeah!
That means your reading with Deborah is over, and I don't want to break out the Webster Dictionary and tell you over is over. That damn thing's over. Don't start asking secondary questions. We don't want to hear any hate that, but what about this? No. We have other callers we have to get to. Got to be fair. And that means I'm about to give you a one-card rebel card.
Now, tonight, right now, we're starting out slow. We're building slowly a call list. So we will probably turn to you folks sooner than usual.
You don't know what folks, you just...
The ones that are at Facebook.
Well, you got to say that because our Log Talk folks are listening to.
The Facebook watchers.
Facebookers.
Bookers, yeah.
But we try to work you in regardless, even if we have a big list.
Yeah.
We do.
So we try to pace.
Yeah.
Pace the call.
Even if we had 6-7 calls, the difference is we would have to make a whole bunch first before going to you because they were on hold before the show started. Fair is fair. Yay.
Right.
All right. Let's go to yonder area code. I believe it is 775, which tells me Nevada 775. You're caller number one.
Hi. Welcome to the show. Deborah Lee here. What's your name there?
Hi, you two. My name is Wendy from California.
I thought it was you, Wendy. Yeah.
And I appreciate that. And I want to let you know that I hopefully you remember I've been talking to you about being approved for my long-term care.
Yeah.
Home care. Oh, good. Yeah. Well, I got a call this morning, and it was from the lady who has my case at this company. And I would say, honestly, that I thought we had a pretty good conversation. I was smart enough to think about what she was saying and listen. And she just said that, you have to have two ADLs to be approved. And they see my medical evidence supports bathing, but the other ADL is dressing. And they said that the dressing, they weren't able to substantiate. And then we mentioned that my primary care doctor and I have a visit pending on September 22. And she said, well, the status of your claim is we had to not approve it, but we're making progress because they've approved one ADL. And she did say that pending the results of the information that my doctor sends to her, she actually used the word that it's likely that I will be approved. And then I said, oh, my God, why didn't I tell you about this, Tina? I had surgery on my right hand about 5 years ago. And it's a miracle I still have my finger. And I have lost quite a bit of my dexterity, so that makes it even harder to dress. And I sent her some pretty gruesome pictures of all that.
Yeah.
And trust me, Kaiser has tons of proof about this. So what do you think? I'm debating whether or not to go in using my wheelchair on the 22nd or using my walker to see my doctor. And she kind of guided me that we're going to be focusing on the issues with my left shoulder. And how is that going to go? Is my primary care doctor going to support me 1,000%? Will I be approved within the next week following that appointment on September 22?
Ooh, good question.
Did you disclaimer the crap out of this?
Yeah, well, I just want to tell you that remember, well, we're not giving her a diagnosis. We're looking at the insurance coverage.
Just in case somebody,
But just for all of you, if you ask me any medical type questions or legal, we have to tell you we don't have any credentials.
Yeah, and we're
that.
Not in the insurance business, so we don't know the ins and outs of that either. This is just purely.
I understand where you're coming from. No worries.
And this is my opinion at looking at the cards.
We knew that you knew. We were just, that's for any new people listening going, ooh, this would be cool for getting official
advice. Thank you.
Nothing official here, folks. This is
I would certainly think before I get these completely out that your doctor would be in support of you, you know. I'm sorry?
I think she is. So... after I meet with her, she's going to send over information to the insurance company. Well, the information that she sends, will that seal the deal for me being approved regarding the dressing issue?
I really do believe so, looking at this. I also think she might not in an unprofessional way, but I think she's going to use language that will... help me here.
I don't know what you're trying to say.
Make your case stronger. Okay.
So okay. She knows how to word it, and that it'll behoove the insurance company to approve me.
And you know, doctors don't like the insurance companies either. So I think you've got somebody on your side there. And I believe you'll be calling us in the not too distant future, letting us know that you have been approved. And, you'll be able to rest easy after all of this.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah,
and you know what?
Yeah,
I am shocked at myself. How could I not have brought that up about my right hand? This was major surgery. It's miraculous that I have my finger. They removed about half of one of my fingers, and then they had to reconstruct it. And then when somebody is bandaged up for an extended period of time, medical proof is that the fingers stiffen up. So I think that will be highly contributory to me getting approved, not just my shoulders issue, but also.
I think so, don't you? Yeah.
I kind of was doing stuff.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And this woman, to use the word likely it will be approved, I think is a big step for her to say that.
Yes, it is. And I feel she's giving you a clue that.
That's the way I felt.
Yeah, good thing.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, if it had occurred to you, after all, you'd have had to amend all the paperwork and whatnot. So.
I agree with you, and she showed me where the focus was, which was really nice of her. And I'm very self-confident, and will it really matter whether or not I go in using my wheelchair or a walker? Either way.
Why would you think you would use the one that you need to use? This isn't showmanship. We're not doing showmanship here, are we?
Is it for aesthetics to try to sway your doctor?
Typically I'm in a wheelchair, but if I'm feeling good day, then I'll use a walker. It's just cumbersome to go in there, that's all.
Oh.
On a wheelchair or a walker?
On a wheelchair, it's very cumbersome, and... But that's 99% of the time that's what I'm in every day. But occasionally I can use a walker. It's just cumbersome going on paratransit and all that. That's all.
Sure.
I think whatever you feel comfortable with for that day.
If you feel up to it, I would use the walker. I wouldn't worry about this relation to this at all.
No, I think whatever feels best to you that day.
Okay. Well, you know what? I do predict that I'll be calling you all, and I'll say, okay, let's celebrate. I really believe it.
We're not going anywhere.
No, and we'd love to hear that outcome.
Yeah, or anything. Even if you haven't heard anything, you can call and talk about anything you want. It doesn't have to be that.
That's very kind of you. Do I get a card to be drawn today?
Oh, there it is.
You get your rebel card. It's Friday. It's rebel card. No angels today. It's kind of the opposite.
Yeah.
These cards are out there.
These are Friday cards.
And these tend to like to just really throw something out there. Might not even have anything to do. It might do with exactly what you asked. Subject is, you are the shizzle.
Shizzle.
The shizzle. You're the shizzle. Don't forget it.
So, yeah.
So, in other words, you got something. You got stand. Feel proud of yourself. Feel confident in yourself when you go through these things. You're the shit. I'll say it. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. We're not on FCC.
So the chisel. In other words, I'm working on this.
Yeah. Basically, you feel confident on what you're doing with this. You could look at. I would say with this. Feel confident. You're the shit. You are doing the right things. You're lining. You're getting your ducks in a row.
That's right.
Feel confident in yourself. You're doing everything. In other words, you're doing everything.
I'm very thankful. And I think that the beautiful lady was exactly right on track when she said she was showing me. And I appreciate that. And but this is going to be backed up by medical evidence. So it's all 100% true.
But you know how insurance companies are.
What?
Nothing happens fast.
Oh, yes, they do.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have to tell her. Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Right. Yeah, I ain't got to tell her anything. You know, like, fast is very relative in that world.
And, you know, it's ironic. We've been hearing about how, Social Security is going up. Biggest raise in I don't know how many years. And today I get a letter from Medicare saying, just letting you know that the rate is going up 14.5% for the premiums. And I'm like, lovely. Oh. So the government takes this or gives with one hand and takes with the other.
Well, that's the name of the game.
I Google 2023 COLA, cost of living adjustment, every few days. And now they're saying it could be over 11%, but it probably would be 10. And so I understand what you're saying.
Well, I hate to get political, so I don't really want to start a big issue here. But if we're going to give immigrants, you know, a lot of benefits, if we're going to give those who are non-wage earning Americans a lot of benefits, I think we ought to give all of our seniors, now that I'm one.
Or like the students that went to college and took student loans out to major in basket weaving and stand-up comedy, and they can't afford to pay back their student loans.
And my sons struggle to pay their student loans.
We all pay them.
It's fair.
Yeah. And you know what? It's not like there's this magical, I wave my wand and there's this pot of money to pay these loans. No, Dad's coming out of the budget and I pay lots of taxes and I say BS.
Yeah.
But anyway, hey.
Well, we just had to throw that
out.
That's a good point.
Anyway,
I would definitely be an advocate for more benefits for our senior citizens.
Yeah, and people that are, if people are struggling and really relying on insurance companies for medical stuff, that's a sign.
Yeah.
That's a sign that area lacks.
Well, I am a baby boomer, and I held off from starting to collect until I was almost 70 because I wanted to up the amount that I was going to get out of sheer will. I was able to do this. And so I understand clearly what you both are saying. I agree.
Yep. That's true. I mean, that's tough when people get to that age, if they can hold off on that extra few years. Yep.
Yeah. And you know, it'd be nice if we got a good administration for this country that could, you know, balance these things better. And here we go. See, it's going to turn into a political show.
Yeah, we don't want to do that.
And we don't really want to do that. But
we thank you for holding and being the first caller. That's
Well, God bless you both. And I predict I am going to call you guys, and we're going to celebrate, okay?
Can't wait.
Well, I predict we'll be here.
Yes.
Well, because we are like 70% of the
week. It'll be sometime after the 22nd. And thank you so much, and God bless.
Around that time, there's going to be some traveling, so our shows might be not as populous, but we'll be around.
Yeah, okay. We're going home to see our mamas.
Yeah, just watch.
Back in Minnesota.
You know where to find where we post for the shows. Just keep an eye on that.
Yeah, so we will be
right. That's very nice.
Well, they both had a stroke, which is really my mother had hers first.
Oh, way many, many years ago.
Yeah, and she actually had a brain hemorrhage at the same time. And she's got all her faculties, but her speech, it's like another language that she's speaking. Oh, and Jim's mother, though, but she's always been kind of a ball buster, your mother.
Yeah.
She's pretty much got her speech back.
90% of it. Well, a good portion of it, it's all on her own will. Yeah. She didn't really do speech there. She just kind of slows down, and she could tell she's forcing herself to say words.
Yeah, we couldn't see them during the pandemic, so we're going now this month. On the same day, you're going to your doctor.
We'll be on an aerial plane on the
22nd.
Right. Well, I hope that it's a wonderful reunion, and best of
health
to you and your family.
Well, thank you so much.
Like you.
We really
very much
appreciate that. And we want you now to have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah, the weekend has started. Try to enjoy it.
Yep, you're almost home on your insurance.
So you have a Nevada area code and you're in California, right?
Yes, I confess I do, but I negotiated with AT&T because I'm into numerology. And I happened to get somebody who really, really, really helped me and liked me. And yes, I know it's Nevada, but I promise you, I'm in Sacramento, California.
Sacramento.
Oh, we have other callers from Sacramento.
The capital.
I hope you guys get some rain out of this situation coming with the hurricane.
Depends on where you are in California.
Yeah.
Isn't
Sacramento down?
I'm just saying, if you're in Southern California, they don't want too much rain. That ground is not used to it and it cannot handle
it. But they've had a drought and all that high heat.
No, I'm saying Southern California is the land
I'm in Northern California near the state capital.
They have more normal weather.
Okay.
Relatively speaking.
Well, we will pray for no more hot temperatures for
hot
the folks.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so very much.
Have a great week.
We shall move on, and good luck to you if we don't talk to you again before the 22nd.
Oh, we will.
But
okay.
We'll be here.
God bless you both. Be happy and healthy and safe. Thank you.
Thank you. Same to you, my dear.
Word up on that, dog.
All right. So, guys, guess what? Phone lines are open. Some Fridays, it's really weird. Sometimes we're packed, and sometimes we're not.
It's weird. This is the first Friday after Labor Day weekend, which can bear some significance. A lot of it depends on, what's really bizarre, is when people, where they live, school starts. Because some people, school start early and they had to end their summer little fun bill early. Some people, was after Labor Day.
No,
so they were able to have a good time.
We could turn to our Facebookers.
Well, absolutely, yeah. I'm going to open the floor, and I think they're getting ready to do it.
You don't have to call.
Call if you can, if you're friends with Deverly. It'll be a better experience for you, I'm telling you, if you can messenger, if you could be Deverly's friend.
Yes.
Way better than the type thing, because there's a delay. But anyway.
And it doesn't have to be video.
First of all.
Yeah.
Susan says she reached out on the website but didn't hear back trying to schedule a reading. I thought you were offering to buy one, get one.
I am. In fact, I'll be putting up a post tonight with a video. I'm surprised that I have. I'll have to thank you for letting me know.
Maybe there's an email disconnect.
Yeah, I'll have to check into that.
We'll investigate in that.
Okay.
Yeah, Barbara, your first time, you can't. That has to be more than other messages for me. You're a first-time viewer. We'll explain it. We don't know anything about your background, your life. If you just say, what do you see? Well, then you might be like a lot of general things.
I haven't built a connection. Like the call with Wendy, she's called in several times. And I'm able to connect right to her and her situation. But until I have that spiritual link with you, I'm literally reading cards for a stranger.
Sure. And you know what? What you do is 100% common for first-time people that don't know what to do. They say, just tell me something, because they don't know. Who knows? I would honestly do that if I didn't know. Say, what do you see?
But think about your working life. Think about your romantic life.
Sure. Well, and she was
family.
Well, here we go. Well, she said she lost her dad in May.
I think we've talked to
her. And we had a falling out.
Yeah.
So we didn't make up before he passed. Does he forgive me?
Okay. This is so good. I want you to know why, too.
I don't think you've talked to her.
Same thing happened to me. My father passed away, I think it was like in 08, 07, 08, somewhere right in there. And he didn't talk to me for a long time. And then he passed away. And I tell you, I took it really hard. I live far away from where he is. I was running my own, not this business, but I had a different business where I had to be there every day. And I wondered the same thing. But you know what? I was able to find through the cards, through mediumship, that he had gone to a place where there was no more suffering. He was healed in body, mind, and spirit. And I'm not saying it was immediate. But it was very long before I was able to gain comfort from the insight from his own spiritual messages. that, of course, you know, I was born when he was very young. My mother was young. They really had no business being together at that time. I was conceived on a second date in 1956, which to me is kind of like, ooh, you know, but I guess nature is nature. So this is Barbara, right?
This is Barbara, sister of Gail.
Okay, Barbara, I'm going to take a look at this for you. And I'm going to see if your dad spiritually would like to communicate with you.
Sure. And in the future, it's up to you. We highly recommend, because I think that, I don't know, I can't speak actually how phone calls are, what they cost from Canada. I don't think they're so bad. But then, if nothing else, friend request Deborah Lee. And you can messenger in, and you're going to really love your reading a lot.
Or get a magic
be a lot better.
Jack. It works on the premise of VOIP.
You're right, but nobody is going to buy a magic jack just to call you and nobody else on earth.
No, call friends all around the world.
If you don't have friends around the world.
Well,
I got a magic jack, who am I going to call on another continent?
Well,
I guess I can go on some website and find hookers to talk to or something. I don't know. I'm just saying.
That would be him.
Now, if you have, like we know people that have family all around the world, that's 100%. The right thing to do, so you can call them for a very small price.
But to buy it for like $25, and then you plug it into your computer, and I think from what Pablo said, it's free. Then that once you own it.
Yeah, there's different plans, but you're right. Yes, if there are different plans, and there's different companies. Magic Jack is just the first one that really.
Yeah, there's many.
But you know how it is when somebody does it, everybody follows suit. So.
Okay, this is going out to Barbara.
Barbara.
Your father in spirit is saying he would give anything if he could go back and fix what happened because he feels just terrible about it. Such regret that you had this falling out, and he feels that he, as a father, should have been a bigger person through it all. So what I am getting is that he fears you're going to think that he's far away in spirit life, and he's not. You know, we have to remember that we're in one dimension. They're in another, but they can be right here, and we just aren't aware that they're right here with us.
It's one of those hard – there's more faith in anything because it's really hard to conceive and believe and physically grasp it. You just got to believe.
Sure,
you just have to believe.
And it doesn't hurt at all to believe in it.
No, it doesn't. No, yeah. And you have to. Otherwise, if you don't believe in something, what are you going to do? Like,
and he said he's going to stay very close to you. And if you notice things, now this is something they will do. If you get up some morning and let's say you're dashing to get ready for work and you always put your keys in a certain spot and you can't find them, this is your father slowing you down to avoid being like in an accident.
Or maybe just to say, hey, I'm here.
To let you know he's there.
I'm not that far away as you think.
I got to tell you, my late husband passed away, it'll be 4 years next month.
Long, long time ago.
Jim had become a caregiver with me. He wanted to spend his last days at home. And so Jim and I shared the caregiving daily. And Jim was like my husband's little brother.
We're good friends.
But you know,
family friends.
My husband had such a sense of humor that it's amazing how it followed him into the afterlife. We had so many instances. Like, for instance, the towels.
Yeah, Barbara said that happens all the time, too.
Oh, it does, yeah. Well, I had put all of the bathroom towels from the linen closet into the laundry room in a stack because we were having renovations done to the house. And by golly, those towels were gone. I had him look. I looked. We also had one of my sons was living with us then. We had him look. We couldn't find those towels anywhere. So what did we do? We went out and bought new towels. And then what happened? They reappeared in the same spot that I'd put them on the laundry room counter. And that was only the start of it, like you with
and this isn't like a three-story mansion.
No, it's not.
You can't, and with all the construction stuff going on there, you can't hide anything anywhere.
And then he played around with you at Home Depot.
Yeah, there was we have a million stories.
That's just an example.
So
if you are getting these instances, they are from your dad. Oh, I wanted to share with you. There, whatever you do in your work, ooh, there's a big, nice, beautiful change coming for you. It could be in the form of a promotion. And I don't mean just lateral. This looks like it's going to come with some dinero attached. Or you're going to get offered a job elsewhere that is going to be just wonderful for you.
No, just breathing. It's just okay. Friday. It's cool. Relax.
So I thought I will always share with folks during the shows if I see a little something
yep.
that I think you ought to know.
Like I need a...
So your father
something.
Is hoping you have forgiven him, and I'm sure, you know, that you have. I did. I put
yeah!
that in. Yeah. So here comes your rebel card.
Rebel with a rebel, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, a little.
But is it Billy Idol?
Billy Idol. I was about to say Billy Squire. Nope. Two different people.
I have a feeling Mike would have turned you out. He seems pretty savvy when it comes
Stuff
to
is going down with your job.
Uh-oh, look at that.
Reevaluate, change your perspective, or frickin' quit. So that's just something to do with employment. Had nothing to do with your reading. Maybe it's not even going to be a long time from now. Maybe it's something
gonna...
you already know what's going on.
Yeah.
All right, she said real quick, I'm buying into a restaurant where I've been working for 20 years. I absolutely forgive him.
Oh,
she gave you two pieces of information.
God bless you, honey.
All right.
And boy, the restaurant's going to be... Mm,
ooh, she's pondering that card.
Ooh,
she's going, about the card.
Wonderful.
Anytime we do angel cards,
rebel cards,
sometimes you don't have to ponder, but a lot of times you might have to think about it for a few days.
Yeah.
Even.
To really...
It might not. You might get a card that says, that doesn't make any damn sense. We might, after a few days, we might be like, I think I kind of see where that's going. So food for thought.
Well, thank you so much for sharing with us. Very nice to hear from you.
Sure, and thank you. The sisters were here. The sister told her to come here and said, see, I told you she's good when you're
talking about the food and stuff. Really? Yeah. Well, I like hearing that.
Yeah, and we are, and your sister probably will tell you that we do the shows a lot, many a time a week. So you have plenty of opportunity to get more free readings. You can get one every single show. You just can't only have one per show, that's all. That's it.
No, we are planning to be here tomorrow evening.
Well, Saturday we're pretty sure.
Yeah, at 7 p.m. Eastern.
That's always our plan. Yeah. I mean, obviously life is life, but, you know, you can pretty much count on it, but you know where to go to look to see if we'll post if we're going to be. If something
you
comes up, we won't
follow,
post.
Follow. There's following on Blog Talk Radio.
Go on Blog Talk, and you can like the Psychic Love Doctor Facebook page, and you'll get live notifications, and you can check on the post.
Okay, no calls yet?
I shall check. The lines are empty. So, we're going to open the floor here to the, obviously, Messenger is going to get a priority for Facebook folks, but if nobody messengers us, I'm turning it into a verb, to Messenger, I have messengered you. Then we will take the typed in reading. And I think Marie was ready to do it. Hopefully she hung around because she could be next. We have, where are you from, Ashmir?
Ashmir.
It's a good question. I like it. Yeah, well, a delay isn't that long. I'm not going to tell you. We'll wait till Ashmir is...
doesn't it say when you click him?
No, sometimes it doesn't, and it didn't.
Okay.
No, some people, sorry, Marie. So they're a little bit quicker this time. We're not building a list. Back in the old days, we used to build a list of questions and take them in order. Now we're just open the floor. The night is young. We have much more show left to do. Well, you can do the cards on Ashmere anyway. And I will tell you, will I get new job interview next week? So this is employment. And Ashmere, give us more info, because we haven't read for you before. The better info you can give us, the better the reading will be.
Doesn't the link on his name take you to his...
Yep, and sometimes you go there and you go about and it says nothing.
Well, maybe it does say something.
Why is that stopping you from doing the cards?
Because I would like to have a little bit more to run on.
Okay, here we go. Here we go again. It's going to ignore my click. Blank, blank, blankety blank. Blanky, 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 blank.
Maybe Ashmeyer's not a guy.
I never said it was. Okay. I suck at those names. Any name, I don't like to name a sex, because then I would feel shame if I am wrong.
All right, we'll just take a shot at this.
I will feel shame this. I will feel shame. Okay, well, it's a job interview. Will I get a new job interview next week? Okay, well, if you could give us more background, if you're still here.
Yeah, it doesn't pay to, I mean, it doesn't hurt to give us some more information.
Yeah, the more info, the better, especially being a first-time person.
Yeah.
Yeah. But at least you didn't say general. That's cool. You were specific to a job thing. And if you, and this goes to everybody, if you are doing, ask a question and you have to leave, oh, crap, well, we repost the show on Facebook, so. You can watch your reading later if you got to go, because, you know, what was that Goldblum said? When you got to go, right?
Yeah, and we've noticed that a lot of people are downloading the show.
Yeah, Blog Talk has, it gives us stats on the download. Facebook doesn't tell us when people watch the posts, but, you know, because it's free software, what are you going to do? But we know they do, because people have told us, too, that they missed the readings and they've gone back and watched them on Facebook.
Yes, I do want to say, too, and I hope we're not slaughtering your name. Ashmeyer.
No voice means, but okay. I keep on talking. I'll relay information to you.
Okay. Well, yes, I do believe there will be another job interview next week. And this one, I think you've got a really good chance at, nailing it. And there's going to be some travel coming up for you. I don't think you're going to stick in one place for very long. I feel that there's a lot of miles being traveled here that could take you to faraway places. And great success is perceived to bring a lot of abundance to you. Just be patient. We hate that word patience, but we have to deal with it.
Okay? Yeah, that's life.
So, yes, I do think there will be. Now we'll see what your rebel guard has to say for you.
All right, remember now this rebel card, woman looking for a change of new job. That's so give a little background. Thank you for the background.
Yes, you're going to have that change, and oh, are you going to like it?
Okay, well, this is interesting. Right. We'll see how this, can someone please type my answer? Oh.
No, okay. Oh, they can't hear us.
Oh.
No voice. They have no sound.
I don't know what they have.
Can you type that?
Type your entire reading.
No, it wasn't that big of a bunch of a reading. Just type in that, yes, there will be a really good job interview. And you're like 90 words a minute.
No, she says I can now, so say it again real quick. It's just a quick summary.
Okay, the summary is, yes, there will be a great job. What was it going to be? Interview.
Job interview next week.
Yes. And it's going to be a life changer in some ways. So I could feel a lot of miles attached to your reading, that you're going to be doing some globetrotting, going to distant places, and that there will be success and abundance coming to you. And I think that's all I really said.
Rebel card says, and it may or may not have anything to do with anything about your reading, but we have a lot about your life we do not know. Subject, you are giving away your power. You're a badass. Act like it.
Yeah.
That probably is. Yeah. I think that might go along with the job interview. Some people go in there too meek and mild.
Well, also, I think.
You don't want to be a prick.
Didn't ask.
But you want to have confidence.
But I saw that there's been some heartbreaks concerning your relationship.
Well, she said thanks a lot, yay, for the. About the job interview. Yep. I'm sure you definitely had your fingers crossed.
I think you're going to nail it. So you go in there strong.
Remember, like
confident.
Like the Rebels card said, you're a badass.
You're a badass.
Like it. Now, it doesn't mean go in there kicking chairs over and you're going to damn hire me. But it means don't sit there and grovel. I really need a job. You know, don't do that crap. They don't want any weak people. No, most good jobs want strong people.
Well, and to be confident about who you are.
Yes, because... Especially if, you know, it's one thing if you're going for a job to deliver newspapers. Maybe they don't care if you're confident. They just want you to be punctual. But if you're going to a job where they might want to evolve into the company, they want you to have a strong sense of pride, wanting to get the, you know, that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
Because they might want to keep you forever. They're not hiring you for a week.
So come back and visit us again in the future, whenever.
Yeah, definitely. Excuse me. We never did get an origin of where you're from, but that's okay. You do not have to reveal. We just are curious because we really like when we get people.
And we like to know where people are coming to us from. What's the deal here?
What is Deborah doing?
Who?
You said, what's the deal? So what are you doing?
I was
doing
trying to get back to the
deal?
Home page on here.
All right, let's go to Marie. We still don't have any blog talk folks. They are silent. I wonder if they're having a different kind of a problem. Yesterday I had a problem.
Oh, you know, that could be.
Yeah, Marie. What if, well, she wants to know if she will meet Mr. Wright soon. This is our Marie in the UK. She's single.
All right.
Yes, you're, yes. Well, you're in the UK, so I don't know. It's cricket. So they have the same nomenclature, but in baseball, when you're basically, you're at the plate, you're standing in the batter's box. You're.
Do they?
Well, I don't know about cricket. And that's where it was derived from, basically. So you are up. Basically, you're up.
She's on deck.
Center stage.
Yeah.
All the different freaking, what do you call them? Metaphors, cliches, all sorts of that crap that people say. But they all have a origin for a reason.
Yeah, that's true.
It is. Like stereotypes, people hate stereotypes. Well, they kind of have a little bit of a history behind them, even though they might not be nice and not appropriate anymore. There is a reason why they were there at one point. A lot of it because bigots and all that racism and stuff, but there is some kind of an origin.
You know what, Marie? Nobody deserves to be with the right person at the right time more than you. I see clearly in your cards. You've had a rough romantic life. It's not always been rainbows and unicorns, as Jimbo likes to say.
Yeah, that's what it's been the last 3 years. That's all you can talk about on TV and stuff. And
you
Facebook.
Have somebody so nice coming into your life that is going to bring a lot of stability, happiness. There's, trying to let the words just flow, a lot of security. And love. I mean, this is a face card from the Suit of Hearts. And I've talked about them in a few different shows this past week. Those that are characterized as heart face cards have, such a kindness to them. They make awesome caregivers. They're sensitive. These kind of guys will even cry at chick flick movies. And what'd you do?
I almost puked. So
go ahead. And they really are very wonderful partners to have. It's like having somebody as your very own cheerleader. That every little thing you do, they're going to be right there going, oh, that's wonderful, Marie. Love that. So you just think positive. And let's try and put that past behind you. It doesn't serve you now. What you need to do is be hopeful, look to the future, and you are going to find this individual walking into your life. Look at that Three of Clubs. Three of Clubs is a card that says it's on the way. You can't miss it. It's not like you have a train to catch and you're going to be late. You know, it's going to come in its own best way and time. Right for you. And this one isn't a liar, doesn't cheat, doesn't, isn't abusive.
In other words, he's not a rat bastard.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, also, real quick, we're not done with your reading by at all, but Ashmore, Scotland.
Oh.
Part of the British invasion that we love so very much.
We do love the Scottish here.
We do. Oh, I got my bottle of scotch over there, too. It's like a little bit left. It's, when it gets low, I start feeling sadness and feel shameful if I drink it all up.
You know, it's funny. People over here.
14 years old.
People over here tend to be really judgmental about people that like to drink. And it would be fun sometimes, Jim. To go pub hopping.
It seems like it's typically one extreme or the other. Either people are like, oh my God, I don't drink. It's, you know, gosh, it's shame on you. And then other people are like, hell yeah, let's break out the bottle.
Let's go.
Let's do it. Let's we shall break bread and drink wine together like the old days. Yes, you are a newcomer, so we will become friends.
So you can count us in as partakers. So anyway, yes, for Marie, beautiful things coming for you. If you felt like you couldn't be lower, well, guess what? A lifeline is coming down to you, and you're going to be just taken off to the future. It's beautiful. Such an upswing into 2023. Tell the universe, tell or the higher power, whichever way you go, but say, I'm coming into my element. I am ready to receive. And then watch and see.
It's the old adage. You can word it in different ways. Glass is half full. Be positive. Think positive, or nothing positive will happen typically. But yeah, no, it's easy for us to say sometimes. But sometimes you got to just make yourself do it.
And this one's going to be your Mr. Right, where I don't see any others coming after. I think this one's going to last your lifetime. And wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
Well, that's probably what she's looking for. She's probably sick of the 3-day, 3 weeks, 3-year Charlies or whatever
the
it is.
The rat bastards.
The rat bastards. Yeah. Lots of rat bastards out there. I like that term. A lot of my things I do on the internet have the rat bastard in it.
Look what she's, what Mike said.
Right. I didn't want to talk about it in the middle of her reading. That's all.
Oh, what he said about
sobriety? I'm trying to finish her.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I just went off. Come on, do it. Don't make us beg you.
I'm going to put up some kind of big cubicle shield around here because, you know, or one show I'm going to dissect the crap out of her stuff so she can see how it feels.
Put on a high-powered fan so the cards can all go.
Or I'll just be like, I'll just grab this card and just flip it. Like, what did that, I don't even know what did that card mean. Anyway, Marie.
Yeah, she's just prompting you. Yeah, I have not had my...
Oh, sorry, Marie. Friday is a special day. These aren't Satan cards because that would be really bizarre. But they are definitely nowhere near angel cards. These are rebel cards. These are like life is tough type cards.
Up in your face.
It's like life is tough. Not like you suck or anything, but life is tough. We're not going to sugar... There are no unicorns or rainbows in these frickin' cards, let me tell you, all right? Believe what you see. Faith, reality, or live in frickin' la-la land. Choose bravely. And you know what? I could actually... This card should apply to, like, everything I hear nowadays.
You're true.
Where people are like, well, you know, we shouldn't talk about that thing. You know, little Johnny was at school, and they graded his paper with lots of red ink, and now he feels bad. You know what, Johnny? Pick up a goddamn book. Don't be a dumbass. And if you're a dumbass, maybe the red ink on your paper's bleeding because you suck. Maybe you should get smarter. But they said, remember, some schools say, we're going to use neutral colors like purple and different shades of pink.
Or how about participation awards where everybody gets trophy?
Yep. Hey, you came to like one game on this team and you got a little trophy. Here you go.
I read that.
Yeah, I'm about to shut the cover on the computer.
I read that. Okay. Shall we move on or, well, close?
We shall move on.
We could do one more.
If there's anybody out there that would like a reading tonight before we say goodbye, I bet you that Blog Talk has got some stuff going on this weekend. Not happy technical stuff.
Well, maybe there's
no. When I called in, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
The delay was like literally just 1 second.
Wow.
Where yesterday it was eternity. It was literally eternity. It was like she would like say something and we put it on a pigeon.
Yeah,
and the other person's on, and the other person doesn't know, so they're like, hello. But then we don't hear that hello either from their pigeon. So you get all these cross-talkings. It was like, it was definitely...
Our callers told us that normally in Block Talk, the speakers will just
They'll just punch all. They can't deal with it. I thought about taking every bottle of booze we have in the bar and just putting it here on the table to get through it. Don't have that much anymore.
Mm-mm.
We have a shit ton of wine behind us. That we do. You can't see it. There's a butt ton of wine right behind us. We can reach over there. We can reach over there and from A to Z. We can reach over and start popping corks and pouring the bubbly.
That's right.
All I got over there is what, rum and scotch? Oh, no. Well, there is a couple of full bottles, one unopened of Meyer's Dark Rum, too.
That's right.
So we could have got Schnacker. Oh, Marie thanked us.
Thank you, Marie.
And thank you, too, because she was on here very early. And they're way ahead of us in the time zone, so she's in the middle of the night staying up with
us.
That's
right.
As is Mike and all of our other
folks
from over in that continent. So I think she said thank you so much. You guys are spot on.
I love it. Thank you.
Spot on.
I love feedback.
It's good to be on the spot.
Not always. There are times when people will say, this really isn't resonating for me. It might be too soon that I've given them the insight.
And like she tries to tell you during the disclaimer, she might have saw something that an event changed and didn't come to pass.
Yeah.
The ones that she's more sure about is in the sure to come true designation. But sometimes she sees things and it's like, yeah, it looks like there's somebody coming. But you never meet that guy because maybe...
But he changed his mind.
He changed his mind. Somebody else in his family, his life interacted with him and deflected his path from you.
He became gay.
I mean, yeah.
You know, yeah.
I mean, it's like if you're traveling along and just some little thing hits you and deflects you, all of a sudden your paths are not going to cross. That's why you got to keep getting readings.
All right.
I do like our English folks.
I do. I want to go over there and rub elbows.
Yeah, because they've been pouring down this stuff longer than I have. I did have the pleasure of going to a very, I mean, it was a German pub, basically. And nobody spoke a lick of English in that place. And,
in the Navy?
Yeah, when I was in the Navy, we went to a place.
Germany?
Yeah, and I went to a German pub. And
yeah.
There wasn't a single person that spoke.
How did you order?
I had 2 years of high school, so I knew enough. Uh-huh. I knew enough to stumble through having a good time with those people, me and my buddies. Yep. And I remember we were drinking some, I don't know. I think it was some kind of apple schnapps, and it was so heavenly. And then I was 22, and I've partied my whole life. But the next day, I stayed on the ship, even though I had liberty. I was so sick and hungry.
Oh, I remember that.
I gave somebody like 20, 40 bucks and buy me souvenirs. Yeah. All right. Well, I think we got about 3 minutes left. Maybe we should start just doing our thing, winding it down.
I suppose so. Tomorrow night, we'll make it a party. You know, I stopped drinking during readings a long time ago.
Long time ago.
I found that I was hard to find my sweet spot, where I didn't get slurry, but I was feeling no pain. But we've been toying with an idea, and I'm going to be pitching it to some networks, and we're going to call it Psychic Love Doctor After Dark. And I think we might get a little sexy on there.
Dr. Brownow.
We might go toy shopping and do different things to help others.
I don't know if that'll be after dark, though.
Achieve. I don't think they're open 24 hours.
They're not open. That's my point. Well, you know, but I guess, you know, come December around that time frame, it'll be dark at 5.
Yeah, that's true. And besides, if we did it after dark in our time, it would be work day time for them. So we don't want to do that.
Yeah, right. Exactly. After dark could just be a metaphor.
Yes. So from our vast experience.
Nope. Let's do it.
All right. We're going to do one.
Extend it just for that.
This is a person.
Well, they just heard you did.
Yeah. But I think it might take longer than what I've got. Yeah. Let's save them for tomorrow. We are wrapping up. Sorry there, Minnesota. Call us tomorrow if you would. Same time, 7 p.m. And we will be here till 8 p.m. Sorry, but we have to run. Anyway, folks, been pleasure to have you all tonight. Remember, it's the start of a harvest moon. I read that today. I don't really different moons, but...
I guess this time of year, a full moon meant a lot of people were harvesting crops this time of year.
Yeah.
In September, that was probably the last big crop field, depending on what climate you lived in. And you got a full moon, guess what? People working around the clock.
That's true.
Yep.
Because you have the light.
That was God's light. There wasn't no floodlights to put out there.
So everybody, all right, we're ready. Bring us in. Or bring us out. Take us out. Yes. Anytime now.
I think, do you have it turned
on? Yeah. I guess we're not.
Turned up?
Yeah. Way loud. Anyway, let's not worry about it. We'll just tell them all. Love having you.
Blog Talk's got some issues. Yeah, I got some. All right, babies.
I will see you and Jim too tomorrow.
This is our goodbye to Blog Talk first.
Blog Talkers, take care.